Mallory, we are going on to the committee. So you are welcome to stay with us as you choose.
I'm here.
All right.
We'll need to make another motion for her to participate, correct?
Yes. Thank you. With that, we are now into our committee meetings, and oh, look, I put a little note here for me. Motion to have. Thank you. And I love it. It's like in a little thought bubble.
You can't miss it.
Yes. So I need a, see, it's like, think about this. I need a motion to allow Trustee Westcott to attend remotely due to exceptions that are allowed under the Open Meetings Act.
We don't do rules. It's not a
You're correct, though. Normally we would, but in committee.
I'll make the motion to allow Trustee Westcott to attend remotely due
Thank
to
you.
Medical reasons.
And the second?
Second.
Motion and the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? You are stuck with us, Mallory. Okay. Aren't you relieved?
Yes, yeah,
sure. Okay, with that, we will move on to long-range planning.
We have four different items under long-range planning, and the first one will be the zoo perimeter fencing. You could provide some details.
Sure. So we identified in the bond approval process, we submitted all those projects, got the staff, Del Oil, submitted a request for new fencing, new zoo perimeter fencing. It is needed. We approved $100,000 in the bond for that. So we let the contractor on site. Prices are extremely high. Prices are high. But we do a lot of society stepped up and donated $50,000 also.
Wow.
For the project.
I love that.
Yeah, we still, we don't want to walk away. We're debating. Should we do a portion of it? Should we do all? But the zoological side is tough enough to put in 50 if you like we should do it all. We've got a lot of prep work that we'll have to do on our end, which is fine. We're all in to do that. But yeah, we'll have a source wall contract. We're volunteering. He's a local contractor here. He's on our contract. We'll be installing it. It's awesome. It's going to be... We'll go all the way down from the south part of the building to Spring Bay, then Spring Bay all the way down to about where the bear starts. Where the bear fencing starts is newer fencing. I don't know the exact age of it, but that is newer fencing. So, but that's a pretty decent stretch, but that's a high number too. So around $147,000 for that. Yeah.
Dang!
Mm-hmm. I know the store, yeah. We've been hearing about the zoo fence for a while.
Yeah, it needs to be done.
Yeah, so it's a big project. It's a lot of prep work in the beginning that we'll just have to do and chip away. And then we'll work with the contractor with some demo and some things like that. And then the key is just start maintaining that.
As it happens.
Yeah. 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 Thing, Doug wrote a long list of justifications for it is needed to meet criteria. And
I do have a question. It is zoo-related, but not fencing-related. Is that okay? What's going on with our grant, our museum grant?
Well, we've been working with, that was one of my takes.
Sorry, you know I always jump the gun.
We've reduced the size of the building, reduced the scope to take it down and try to get within budget. Work with WDM on that. The plans will enter the plan rooms on July 19th. The posting will be in the paper this Saturday or Sunday. We will have a pre-bid August 2nd, I believe at 10. And then we will have our bid opening on August 15th, 2 days before the board meeting in August. So I should hopefully be bringing you back an acceptable bid at the August board meeting.
So are they, when are you looking at construction to start? It seems to me that just from a bidder's perspective, because the problem was we only had one bidder and it was double what we could afford. So my question is the timing correct to maybe take advantage of them, you know, as people go into the fall, maybe, I mean, do you think that's...
There's that theory.
There's
that theory.
There's the theory.
That these projects are done.
Are they?
Some of these school projects are done, not all of these school projects,
okay.
But hopefully that theory's true. And some contractors are getting hungry again, and they got
right.
Their jobs done, and they want to. I reached out to one. I didn't like his response to me today, but we'll see what that means. He said, we'll try to put a bid on it for you. I don't know what that means. Hopefully he will.
Smaller in
scale,
though. The thing that amused us when we did that, I'm not saying it dumbs it down by any means, but it takes it down to a project that's workable for the contractors to come in.
Maybe do it in between some of the other things while they're waiting on other supplies to come in.
Yeah, we've trimmed it down about as much as we can, right? And I think the theme that we gave to the architect who's designing it is that when we bid this out now for the second time, we have to put something on the market that we can get a bid back that we can accept, right? We have to get something that we can accept. So we have a very basic, what we do have, I think one alternate in there, which was to take the fence to the metal fence, out to the perimeter outside, which would be really nice. So if we have a favorable bid, we can accept that. But if we don't, then we can still hopefully get something within budget. So
we did talk to contractors, too. The one that presented the bid, you know, he had an extra $60,000 in there based upon just our language of liquidated damages.
Right.
Because we have that in all our stuff. So we actually decided to take a portion of that out because he's like, I don't know if I can get material, and you're holding me to this date. So after talking to DNR, they understood that, they got that. We're not the only ones in this boat. Numerous agencies are having this problem. I think DNR was actually supposed to meet and discuss this because we're not the only agency that ran into it. We did it out, and we don't have enough money to do the project.
So we may sacrifice or risk a little bit of a timeline in order to get a better
budget. Listen, for this particular project, I think it's so cost sensitive for us that, you know, and it's not like they're without a home until.
Yeah, write it down. Hurry up, Jason. Write it down. We got some flexibility on the timeline.
You do. You do. I didn't go that far. So.
But yeah, behind the scenes, that's what we have. Legal ad will go out this weekend, and then the process will start. Hopefully we get a favorable bid come August 15th and have that in front of you guys on the 17th of August.
By the way, when somebody asked me about the Kiwanis Park and the timeline for that, and my answer was, well, I always want everything as soon as absolutely possible. But staff is a little small. And I said, they're rolling their eyes. I'm trying to adjust expectations.
Be you were right.
Yeah, I did. I said it. Because you guys do have your hands full. All right.
That's the zoo fencing project. If anybody has any further questions on that, let me know.
Okay. And then the next item on the agenda is the Enos German site amenities package, and the attachment had some of the pictures of the items that are being considered.
So this is the fifth project, the partnership with the City of Springfield. As a reminder, there's about $404,000 that the city's obligated to fund in various improvements. The board has approved a budget for various things. One of them would be the site amenities package. Jason put that together. It's in the board packet. It's over my fiscal authority, so we've asked the board for action to execute that purchase next week.
I think it's really exciting that we get extra, you know, play systems.
Well, yes. Yeah, so that leads right into the next item. Yeah, so with that...
jumping ahead.
That's okay. So item number three talks about that item specifically. So as a reminder, the board also budgeted $100,000 to do the asphalt looped walking paths at German Park. We did actually, in a crazy COVID time, we had a preferable bid that came in at $56,000, which left actually a balance left in that account of about $48,000. So staff is proposing to take those funds and use them to other improvements in the parks. As a reminder, the playground at Enos is dated, and the board has approved an entire new play system there. The playground at German is actually not so dated. That was a Kaboom playground build.
That was fun.
It was fun. We're not proposing to replace that whole playground system, but Jason has found a couple components that we can add to that system. The spinner thing, similar to what used to be at Washington Park, and then a bay of swings.
Yeah, we have some 1999 swing bays. We want to pull those out, put all the new nice expression swings in there, and add on to the existing playground. Since we're doing playground at Enos, I figured let's try to add something to Gurman as well. And with the paving budget, it gives us the ability to be able to add something over to Gurman.
I was right by Gurman today, and I drove by, and I thought, oh, I'm so excited, because it's going to be...
Yeah.
There's tremendous excitement, not throughout the whole district, right? With the Oswald and
yeah, the feedback has been tremendous.
Super exciting time.
And by the way, I was also by Kiwanis today. So it was like, oh, let's go.
I definitely want to thank you for incorporating in the Fido and me water fountains.
Yeah.
I think that
so bad.
Anytime we're replacing water fountains, I think we need to be putting these in
as much
use as they're seeing. And the other thing which I wanted to comment on was the picnic benches. My one question is, I haven't seen where we've done any like the ones up at Washington Park that are actually not able to be moved. They're the square ones that have the checkerboards on them. But the seating with those, you can get 2x2 all the way around, get 8 people sitting there, technically. But the tables don't get dragged around, they don't get scratched up, they don't end up in places they shouldn't be. I was just wondering if there's a reason why we haven't gone more toward those permanently installed tables so that basically we aren't...
Like in the package here?
Well, like in the package here, what I'm seeing is the rectangle.
Uh-huh.
The green rectangle. It looks great, looks nice, but it's portable.
It won't be.
It won't be?
No.
It'll be
anchored to the ground.
Okay, good.
I'll be really honest with you, stuff like that, everything we put out there, if it doesn't have big concrete legs, it's probably going to walk away. So when it comes to things like that, we will build a separate concrete footing, and we link it with like that.
Do we want to have, do people actually use I've not seen it, the tables in Washington Park podcast?
Because that was club out there before.
We have some at Washington. We also have some at Comer. I've seen people on occasionally.
So we do have some at Comer as well.
Yes.
Some of those tables. Is that something we should consider putting in at Enos?
I would say maybe if we have something left over with our playground or anything else, let's get that. Because we do have little things that are coming up, like the Enos locks. And the doors.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got some things coming up. I want to have enough money if we want to do something like that.
Okay. You know, it might not be a bad idea to reach out and see if there's any chess clubs around and see if they want to start having meets or anything out there.
Yeah, I mean, I just think with all of our parks, the more we can get people who are just utilizing it for a variety of reasons, and you get people coming and going and that's generally a big positive.
Well, one thing that the problem is, we've discussed in the past, we haven't been able to think of a good way to do it or get vandalized, is there are a lot of people who are using the parks for the various online games on their phones.
Yeah, like Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go, there's also a Jurassic World one, there's some other games like that involve the walking and the moving. Charging stations, if we could partner up with TWLP where we put some charging stations in some of the parks, wouldn't be a bad idea.
Phone charging stations?
Mm-hmm. The problem
How
is...
How about charging?
The problem is, though, it needs to be something where they're obviously standing right next to the charger for a while, but I just worry about vandalism on the charger.
Yeah.
Just an outlet may be easier.
Yep.
Right.
Possible.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
To be clear, the Gurman Park additions, you're doing all of these? Well, we have to choose.
No, we're doing all of those.
Yep.
Okay.
No, it is.
So to be further clear on that item, staff would be asking for a motion next week to allow staff to purchase all of those products for a total of around $43,000.
Staff on both of those on the Enos agreement side of the menu package, and the playground addition agreement staff will be doing all the install.
So, since you brought up playground equipment,
yeah.
And I don't mean to get ahead of myself yet again, or ahead of you yet again, the play systems, the pieces, the 5 or 6 pieces that we bought,
yeah.
What's the status?
Still waiting on delivery for this.
And do so we have
every,
like a...
Every bit of 8 to 10 weeks, I think we'll replace that order.
Okay, and when...
Probably end of August.
When they come in, they'll move right to the top of the list.
So refresh my memory.
Nice non-committal response.
Did we? I know we selected an order of toys and of parks.
Yes, you picked the piece for each park. We were removing a certain piece at Fairview, and we replaced it with this piece at Fairview. So I think Fairview's getting swings. JC was getting the rocket ship.
Okay.
I don't remember off the top of my head now.
Okay.
Yeah, you approved all that.
Yeah, we changed up so that we could do 5, but
mm-hmm.
skipping one of the more expensive ones
yeah.
to get
okay.
two of the other.
Yeah.
But we know where they're going.
We all know where they're going.
Okay.
Yeah. That was approved by
Fairview's getting one. JC's getting one. Westchester?
Indian.
Oh, Indian Hills is getting one. Boy, does that need
Westchester? That one's popping off. That's right.
Westchester, I think, was getting something.
I don't know.
Okay.
I might
just as long as you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not pointing anything.
Okay.
All right. So we've covered the third item. That leaves us the fourth item, 2022-2023, Springfield Park District greenhouse lease with CACC.
Yeah, this is our standard lease that we sign every year with CACC. We have a great partnership with them. It's basically just a renewal. They're increasing it by 3%, so an extra $80 this year. Still think it's awesome. We have a great partnership with them. We grow and propagate a ton of plants in that greenhouse. I mean,
what a great partnership that is.
It's our only other space besides the Hamilton Gardens that we do this. So
saves us a ton of money.
It's huge. We have a great relationship with them. They're 83%. I think it's still a great deal.
Okay. Finance?
Surplus property, Mr. Stevens, you want to enlighten us?
So we've gleaned through the records, removing, looking through some equipment that is upwards of 50 years old. I think that road grader. Probably go. And the trailers, which
1971. I think we got the useful life out of that.
The trailers that we just bought, and they're anywhere from 28 to 35 years old. That we're getting rid of some of which were actually homemade. So we had staff building trailers back in 1980.
Thank you for approving all that as well.
I
think the road grader should be our finance director's company vehicle.
The road grader.
Why is that?
1971 road grader.
Yeah.
So for perspective,
in the playground.
Special auction for that one.
9 when we bought that grader.
So you look sweet driving back and forth.
That's a true testament to our staff of keeping that thing up.
And then there's just a lot of miscellaneous equipment that's just obsolete now. I don't even know the dates on the civil bar any longer.
When does it go up for auction?
Well, we will put this up after we have board for approval next week. Then it'll go up on the site the following week. It'll go up actually the last week of July.
Can we use the money that we get from the auction for more playground equipment?
Well, the money will just go to the general fund. So the answer is you are already doing that.
Good talk around, but I know better.
So
the answer is yes.
We go to the fixed asset account group and then drop it into the general fund from there.
What do you think we will get from this auction?
I don't know.
is a tough one.
These aren't really big. I mean, the police cars will probably do well, and we may not put the police cars in the auction because we're not required to auction. We sell those in any market that's suitable for the asset that we're trying to dispose of. So Patrick has some specialized police markets where we think we might be able to get more out of those cop cars. Because some of the upfitted equipment that's in them is not police for us anymore, so we'll leave it in there to tear it all out and we'll sell to police agencies already upfitted. And it'll actually draw even more money.
All right.
So, yeah. So that's the plan. Those will go. We'll go that route. We'll investigate that route. And then we'll put the rest of them up on the auction block, like we do everything else. And I don't know. We got that $6,000 for that dump truck last year that didn't even start. So that's 2007. It is right now. I've been dealing with the Enterprise flipping vehicles with the lease, and right now is probably we're at the top of the market right now.
Yeah.
They expect it to be dropping this fall. But right now, I'm actually have a conference call with them today about flipping some vehicles.
I would agree with that.
So, yeah, believe me, I'm going to work my darndest to try and maximize their value.
You always do. Appreciate that.
And so that will be up for board consideration next week. And then let's see the other one here.
Fiscal authority.
I spoke about this last month briefly, and Derek and I talked about it. So the inflation rate over the last, since this has been done, which was 2017, visited this area, and so the bid threshold has actually increased twice since then, and that's the top end of this ordinance. So it's tied to the bid minimum on the top end, and then on the bottom end, we didn't really change the bottom end. Still the same. What we did was we took the middle brackets and split them out about 10% to cover the inflation. That's still not even keeping pace with inflation. 2017, but it's better than not providing staff with flexibility. And I think the key one is the managers having some flexibility on being able to pull the trigger on the purchases that are necessary in the average everyday
course of things.
Yeah. And so that also is an order that would come up next week. And it would take effect immediately. So the top end to stay with the statute, and
right.
Bottom end is staying the same.
All right, just shifting the middle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Recreation?
Oh, before we go on to recreation,
yes.
I did put a copy of the agreed upon procedures, which for the Oswald grant in front of each of you. Some people like to call those office. I'll remind you that they're not in office. They do require to have a lot of grants. So we complete this before we pay the bill. We submitted the bill.
Now we can get our money.
And we're waiting for the money.
All right.
And there were no issues uncovered in the agreed upon procedure.
No, no.
Good job, everybody, on that.
I think our liaison with IDNR was extremely pleased with their tool.
Yeah, I met her on July 5th, took them off the aisle, did a walkthrough for part of the closeout, gave her the binder, said everything looked great, walked the whole park. She was ecstatic. She gave me a hint about Kiwanis during that meeting. Kept the bay.
That's the first
of
all.
Well.
Yeah, that's just and with well, that's when we do well and they're pleased with us and how we handle things, then it sets us up well for the next one. Certainly. What?
$1 million next time.
if they would offer it, we would go for it.
Yeah, we should have a discussion with the board in the near future about the next Oz off-grant cycle, which I anticipate they will announce really soon. You know, we have a lot of projects that we could use some funding for, but we also have a lot of projects that are not eligible for OSDOT funds, like the Nelson Center refrigerant. The roof on the Nelson Center, another very large ticket item. And so, you know, we just need to have a discussion with the board of where we want to put our resources. And
well, look, I mean, I don't think we have to go for the maximum every time. Right? I mean, that's what we have done, and I'm happy we have. But maybe for the, since we do have some other large ticket items looking, staring us in the face, maybe we do a smaller project for one of our more, you know, our community parks. I mean, Indian Hills is one of them. Fairview could use JC. I mean, and they don't need necessarily, you know, the level of improvements that you know, certainly Kiwanis and Isles needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think something like that is...
Yeah, we should have those discussions so we're prepared when they do make those announcements.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Maybe next month in committee.
It would be fine, yeah.
If you're anticipating it sometime soon.
It'll be soon, yeah. It'll be
okay.
Soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Recreation Committee is Trustee Westcott.
Mallory?
Yes. Hello. Derek, can you bring us all up to speed on the request to serve alcohol at the Blasco Recreation Center?
Sure. Thanks, Mallory. I'll turn it over to you, Amanda.
Sure.
Sure.
So we're requesting to obtain an intruder license at the Center. Obviously, to serve alcoholic beverages for a league night, tournaments, and special events.
Yeah, I mean, this almost the exact same thing as we do with the pro shops,
yeah.
Right? I mean, is there any difference?
It would be a mirror of length of grief.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would also say that, you know, over the last year or so, we have made a tremendous amount of improvements at the tennis center, you know, from the outdoor courts, the resurfacing project, which has just been really, really amazing. To the pro shop itself. If you've not been in the pro shop in the last year, you should stop by and visit Fontana. It's really, really sharp from the flooring to the walls. I mean, it's a completely new facility. It looks really, really amazing. So not just the physical infrastructure, but the programming and the operation and everything that we're providing. And I think, as Amanda said, we're hearing from the public this is something that they're requesting.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be a huge operation, but I think it's a service to the public that they're asking, so staff certainly supports it as well.
Okay, and as a side note, Satana, you've done an amazing job. I mean, the feedback I'm getting from people in the tennis community is really positive, overwhelmingly positive. So I appreciate, I know that... it was, you know, not always easy to get to that point, but I certainly appreciate that you've stuck with it and really literally upped our game. So thank you.
I want to add to that. I think this was the request I put in. I think it was a little bit in my vision was a little earlier, but I think it's the public, and I think with the help of you know, like the staff, you know, back in the board, we did the whole, you know, the whole operation. I mean, I couldn't do it myself, you know, like, I mean, our vision was, you know, the tour was maybe next year, 3 years, but, I mean, me and Sean, I mean, we, you know, we want to put it, what can we do, we want to pass, and, you know, like I said, the public would ask for this, you know, they're kind of going to be choking away, like, well, they keep asking, but, like, yeah, we want this, wow, like, it's going to wait, so. I have good actions, more like, you know, people pushing me to do this than me doing stuff like that. Want to bring what they want. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any concerns? Great. Thank you. Staff update. Amanda, you're first. Do you have anything?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not busy this time of year, Amanda.
So, thank you to all who came up for the ribbon
And you did a really good job putting it together.
Thank you. We have a ton of people already using it, so we're excited. It's actually one of our top, probably the top since I've been here, Facebook posts of 45,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
nice.
That was like looking at that 3 or 4 days ago, even. So it's really taken off.
Nice.
Me and Harvard and Zoe have started up, so that's exciting too. We started, sorry, that's the
Hey, we're good with it.
Tuesday night we had basketball. We had roughly about 60 people in attend, so very, very well populated. We had six, almost seven now, rec team associates. Last year we had four. So Tuesday night is basketball. Wednesday is day in and about at the district, so it's internship opportunities to learn on, you know, real world life skills. And on the job training, and then Thursday night at Summer Crash Park is family night. So we're excited about all of this. We want kids. Zoo's Parents Wild Night Out was a success. We have 14 people sign up, and they're going to start doing more of them. Online rentals from Steel and Thunder here for Lori. We have online rentals for the park. We have 5 up and running, so that's exciting. Self-serve. Several figure skaters qualified for the Excel National Fitness Festival in Boston this week, so food is all done. Emma Kinlane, she had the highest score in the country at her age level.
Wow.
That's very good.
High score in the country?
Yes.
Dang.
Yeah, and she's also on track to be tonight with Alice Victorian. That's her school. So, I mean, two
hours
to
work
out.
What school?
I don't know what school, but I think she went, I don't know. I'll have to get that to you or not. Forever Fun Fest, mark your calendars. That's August 6th and Lincoln Park. Day for your four-legged friends. I'll be teaching a pup yoga class, so if you have any questions.
No, come on.
So leash is required. So it'll be a fun day for you. And we'll also do a little walk, 5K walk to have vendors out. We have the Big Brew, the August 23rd, which is one of our last end of the season.
When is it?
August 12th.
Oh, 12.
Yeah, August 12th this year.
I wanted to go this year.
Last year, when it was 12, I didn't realize what the previous was, but we got over 50 teams. There, there's a band from Chicago coming down. They're booking the food trucks. All that stuff, but we'll start planning already. So, but that's probably.
And the proceeds this year are going to St. Martin's, which is near and dear to my heart.
And it is a
huge
event.
It is. It's the best event, I think, not just in in Springfield, but I think it's one of the ones a lot of people are.
So it's Friday the 12th?
It's Friday. They do a whole weekend. So Friday's the tennis portion of it, and then on Saturday you're swimming, so on that they have a dinner at the ball.
Uh-huh.
And then on Sunday they have a family breakfast lunch night.
Awesome.
So Friday is our deal. Probably looking about 60. We have a men's league going on right now. So we got up. So we have probably 50, 60 right now. Permanent players that try on to play, so just those players alone can probably make me through. That's without all the high school and middle school kids, so it's a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, then we did a premium crew, which is the number one for the junior, and Kevin McDermott from the founder, he's going to come on for a junior program in the morning, so it's going to come out, they were free, lunch provided, he's going to provide for them, so it's a whole day event, so that's kind of fun.
I love that.
So
one other question, Satana, have we reached out at all to Deborah Grant and the folks who do the tennis programs on the east side predominantly? Have you?
We have. This year they were on vacation, so they couldn't be there. Program, but I expressed that we would take over the program to DC, but I don't want them to totally go away. That's a good program on the east side where kids can actually walk, kids can get off, so we don't want to take that away.
No, of course not.
So I'm working with them right now to keep that, help support them if, you know, if they need it. And I even propose to say, you know, if our staff make that one of our programs out there so we can set up our staff. Because right now we're doing a lot of off-site, so we've got Price of Kings, we did the St. Matt school, so we're trying to reach the underserved community to do. Right now we're about to put first up to do the Kuma Cox. So they come over there one day a week, just walk over, to do a lot of that kind of work out there. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the works.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that because I know that they've come to us and I've talked to Deborah over the years and I've always wanted to increase our presence. And, you know, I think that's wonderful. It, you know, doesn't have to happen tomorrow. Jason's stuff all has to happen tomorrow. But your
yesterday,
I'm sorry. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah.
But building this up, I think that is a great connection. They've laid the foundation. So we have already something there to build on. I think that's great. Thank you. Long range planning?
We already talked about the museum grant, revisiting that. Thank you to Amanda and my guys and everybody involved with the Fit Corp. That was great.
Yeah.
You guys
did a great job. Everybody did.
We get that in there before Juneteenth. We succeeded with that.
And it was hot.
It was hot. We got a good group of guys that helped get all that in, so very happy with that. And then also the other exciting thing that will start taking place as we chip away, we will start working on the pump track probably tomorrow.
He stole my line.
So we'll start doing some excavation on the site tomorrow. We're moving to some earth and just chip away. So we got maybe confirmation that contractor may be here the second week of August. So let's see where that's at. So.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. Chief, you got anything for us?
Yeah, since last we met, I wanted to share some positive things with everyone. You know, we talked before about the Park District's vehicles being victimized by catalytic converter thefts. There was some very effective legislation that got passed, I think, on May 22nd, and not just for us, but for the community at large. Catalytic converter thefts have plummeted to almost a zero level, so I'm happy to report that to everyone. The money was in the reselling them for scrap. There are now some very stringent requirements of the scrap takers' records keeping, and it's just no longer as much of a
profitable
like money. So that's a big plus. So I'm really happy to report that. Talked with Jason and various other staff members. Thank you so much for making those new rules about feeding ducks and geese. That has really helped us out tremendously, collectively, in what we're all trying to accomplish. And the amount of voluntary compliance is shocking. And we have yet to issue anything other than just a please don't to anybody. And it's working really well. So thank you for amending that ordinance and changing that rule and allowing us to put those signs up there. It has just been tremendously effective. Some good news to report to Classic Net. We recently hired one new full-time officer and two new part-time officers. Jason Morrison joins us as a newly hired full-time officer. He'll be replacing Alex DeLeon, who was stolen by the Sheriff's Office.
Jolden.
I knew that was coming. Sheriff Pam and I discussed that. The timeline was probably possibly more like a December-ish thing, but it turned into a June-ish thing. Jason comes to us with about 3 years of law enforcement experience. He's a 20-year paramedic.
Wow.
A long-term member of the Sangamon County Sheriff's Auxiliary. is truly a great guy and a dynamic guy. We just got done doing his basic skill training, and I think he'll be a wonderful fit and a great addition to the department as a full-time officer. It will be a pleasure for you to meet him. I don't say that lightly. We also hired two additional part-time officers. One is Steve Ballcamp. He just retired after 25 years with Springfield PD.
That's an excellent hire.
He's amazingly good.
He was an extremely good detective and investigator at Springfield PD.
And so getting him as a find.
One of the best we had.
Yeah, getting him was a tremendous find. And I couldn't be happier about hiring Steve, plus a super nice guy and very well-skilled police officer in all regards. And Roby Irby comes to us with 25 years of policing experience as well, retired from the Illinois Secretary of State Police, has a multitude of different types of training that I think is going to be a great fit for us, and also is a PhD, so he's a great find as well. So that's our new hires. Just to kind of quickly summarize some things that were in your report that I kind of want to highlight, for the month of June, we continue to leverage and enjoy a really wonderful relationship with the Traffic Enforcement Bureau of Springfield PD. So we actually got a full month's use of the speed trailer. Mm-hmm. Roughly the first half of the month was at the Washington Park crosswalk, and roughly the second half of the month was next to Lincoln Park at the Wood Street. We've had a lot of complaints about speeding there. So we had a full month's use of their trailer, which that is just unheard of, but we're having really good luck in our relationship with them. Something else we did throughout the month of June, we had a fixed-site camera posted at Homer Cops Park. All summer long, it looks like an electrical transformer. In fact, it is the same type of receptacle they make those out of. It has a very bright red and blue LED light. It's not at all secretive. It's hard mounted to a pole. It's a bit of a process to get it up there and a bit of a process to get it down. It's been there since Memorial Day weekend. It has made a tremendous difference in lack of trouble, and I feel like it's made a tremendous difference in the fact that these projects have gone on now all this time, and we've not had any reported instances of workplace thefts, vandalism, things like that. And we have an agreement with the city that it will stay there throughout the duration of the summer, so I think that's a wonderful thing that I wanted to share with you.
Are they expensive?
Yes. They're super cheap if you get to borrow one, so we're going to super cheap. They're a bit pricey. They are a bit pricey.
Dang.
Look,
Would the city buy us one?
I'm so happy they're loaning it.
Yeah, I know.
We got
the
long-term loan.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had mandatory training for the department on the first week of June for firearms and defensive tactics. Half the department attended FBI active shooter interactive simulation training on June 23rd. The other half will attend it in the latter part of July. We continue to do Comer Cox late night party prevention details in partnership with City of Springfield throughout the month of June, and those have been extremely effective. We staffed both a overnight security detail and a daytime community outreach presence during Juneteenth. We worked an extremely busy baseball schedule during the month of June. The new team owners have been greatly supportive of having a high degree of police presence out there. We've double staffed each game, and they want to continue to do that for the duration of the season. We had a kind of a review and renew meeting with them week before last. We got bragging, but we got rave reviews from them about what we're doing out there. We're well over halfway through the season. We've made zero ordinance arrests. We've made zero ordinance violations. People are complying well. We're showing a strong presence out there. It seems to be really working well out there. What date was that? Oh, it's my birthday, June 25th. Because the
happy birthday.
Thank you. At a certain point, they're not happy anymore.
Better than the alternative.
Very much better than the alternative. So it took the electric police car out to the Illinois State Police Heritage Foundation car show at Crown Plaza and displayed it. And, you know, that little thing, it's a unique little car to drive, but that thing is a public relations goldmine. People are always interested in that car. And
should be charged admission.
Spoken like the finance guy.
We did that. We also partnered with the state police for some unique training in the latter part of June. We had their drone team and their SWAT team come out and do some training in the backwoodsy area of Riverside Park regarding using drones to help rescue lost people, be they lost on purpose as fugitives or lost as lost people. And I thought, well, what better way for the people who actually responded, we had a major event, to come to that venue, which is our most rugged venue, that and Carpenter, and actually get a lay of the land and kind of build some relationships with them. We staffed the Will Miracles Run event during June. And something else we tried out in June, I'm happy to report to you, we didn't have any speeds in the Washington Park, Williams Boulevard crosswalk over 60. Which, knowing what the speeds have been in the past, normally I wouldn't brag about that, but that's kind of a benchmark, that we didn't get anybody over 60 for a full 30 days. We had some in the 57, 58 range, but nobody broke the 60 barrier, which is a wonderful thing. And we tried some different things out there this month, including just parking police cars on the shoulder of the roadway with the lights flashing. Instead of riding one or two speeders, everybody gets slowed down to a 28 to 32 mile an hour pace. As crazy as it sounds, and it's certainly not fun to sit there and do it, but it's extremely effective. It does definitely bring traffic speed down to a reasonable rate. So that's a new experiment that we tried. And lastly, I wanted to close on this. We're fortunate, I suppose, in that in the Park District, we don't have any that I'm aware of. I just talked to Ross yesterday, so I think this is an accurate statement. Any Hyundais or Kias within our 70-ish vehicle fleet. But I wanted to mention to everybody, if you own a Hyundai or a Kia, or you have a son, daughter, friend, neighbor, whomever, and that is a Kia that starts with a key, or a Hyundai that starts with a key, please, please go and buy yourself the club, that anti-theft tool, or go to Harbor Freight and buy the cheap knockoff version of the club. Those are being stolen up to a dozen a day in Springfield. Explosion of theft of Kias and Hyundais. And the reasoning being that some enterprising youngsters posted on YouTube a handy-dandy way to take pocket knife or scissors, cut away what used to be the metal surround on your column for your window, for your steering wheel. Now it's cheap, flimsy plastic. You can cut it with a pocket knife or, frankly, scissors. Cut that back, and then all one has to do is insert a USB stick into the ignition in lieu of the key. Somehow that tricks the logic in there that's supposed to read the chip on your key. Start it up, drive it away. You can continue to start it and drive it as many times as you want.
Wow.
And so that little secret is completely out of the bag, and to the tune of up to a dozen a day, those have been getting stolen. Some are being found and some are not. So if you own or know someone who owns that, park where you can see it and maybe go buy this $30 to $50 theft prevention device called the club or a knockoff of saying.
All right.
And I just present that as awareness.
Well, that's a little viral.
I really appreciate you guys' support. We're doing wonderful things. Write it down. I think we're doing better community engagement. I always plug this, but I always mean it. The fleet's never been better, and that's from what you have done to help us reimagine that. And it's huge, and I'm grateful for it. Thank you.
We're grateful for all the work you do and your team.
How are the pop-up parties going?
So on our end of it in the park, we have been extremely successful. There have been a few since the city and us and the county and the state started a very large-scale detail every weekend. But they have diminished in both size and scope and certainly in frequency. And there was another individual who took it upon himself, unfortunately, to kind of be like a guru of these parties. He's been served with a temporary restraining order that will last for basically the duration of the party season. And, it takes you a little while to get your ducks in a row when you're addressing a problem. And I think that far from a perfection process, but between last summer's efforts and this summer's, we're getting a little better and a little smarter at what we do. And I think it's starting to show that the numbers and the size and scope have gone way down, particularly on park property. It's become much less of a problem, and I'm so thankful for that.
Thank
you. From what I've been hearing, I think you're having more problems at, like, one small parking lot and other places like that, or having at the parks.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. White Oak Falls is a problem spot. Sonic on West Isles is a miniature problem spot, but the lot's not that big, so you can't fit that many people in there, but it's a miniature problem spot. And then Big Lots across the street from West Long, and out there where Toys R Us used to be, that's a bit of a problem spot. Fit the North Grand somewhat, and JCPenney parking lot somewhat.
Thank you. You have anything, Stephen?
Yeah, just a couple quick items. Auditors from Next Shape will be here Monday to start the annual fiscal 22 audit. And then I want to mention that I reached out to Dennis at the Illinois State Fair. We're going to be hosting their parade once again at Lincoln Park and their foot race this evening. And then there's also, I want the board know that there's a group that's seeking to host a drone race out at Centennial. I hear these are lots of fun. I'm not quite that dirty. I am dirty, but not that dirty. But we'll see how that works. If you recall, the state,
you're going to put a lot of drones in the bottom of the
drone.
Right.
So we can't really make it. Again, we can't make it. It was an ordinance, and it can no longer be part of ordinance because the state has that authority. And so you will permit it probably, but they're still subject to FAA rules from the state. So we'll make them stop drive and press the keys and move on.
Okay.
But the parade, it sounds like it's going to go off.
I'm not surprised. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I've got just one item to mention to the board to keep you all connected. The Springfield Parks Foundation had a meeting on Tuesday of this week. Trustee Eck was able to join us for that meeting. They met at noon. Three items that I just wanted to mention to the board. The Interurban Trail Shelter Project that they've been fundraising for, that we've agreed to partner with them on, they've met their fundraising goal. So that is going to happen, so you're aware too, Jason. So once they transfer the funds over, we've committed our maintenance staff to constructing it, of course, and that'll happen this fall. They did a spring tree sale, which was very successful, so they're looking to do a fall tree sale as well, so you all will receive information on that. And then finally, they're trying something new this year. On October 11th, they're going to host a volunteer appreciation event, volunteer/donor appreciation event, where they'll invite all their volunteers and donors out. It's going to be at Aaron's Pavilion. It will be in conjunction with their next quarterly meeting, so they'll actually have a board meeting, invite everybody out, and then maybe give some awards. They'll have some light appetizers and refreshments, just a way to say thank you to everybody that's contributed or helped at the foundation. So we're working on a flyer to create for them, and we'll make sure we send that out to all of you once that's ready.
Okay. Anybody else?
Shout out to Doug at the zoo. I knew he was a herpetologist. I knew he was a good herpetologist. But he took my son on a behind-the-scenes reptile tour. I hung out with the lemurs. And
did he love it?
Loved it. Held all kinds of snakes.
Now your son's going to be a zookeeper?
My mom's not on the shirt that says herpetologist. Like, it's all listed. Now he wants to work with me and run the zoo. But he also gave my son a book that he co-wrote. Like, he's a big deal, bigger deal than I realized.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
And I didn't know we had a baby gator.
Yeah.
We have a baby gator?
We do have a picture.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I just wanted to let everybody know super appreciative. And it's really, really cool. So if you have any little reptile lovers in your life like I do, then send them to the
end. I'm not a reptile fan myself, but there was that who's been here for 21 years, and I've seen that. That's his, I can't remember what it's named, but it's a, like, iguana, if you will. It's got, like, a tail like a monkey that wraps around the tree.
I see.
It's cool looking, though. I'm okay with that. But
so on my list of things for the zoo that one day I would love to do, when we used to have a night, like, critter exhibit.
The bats.
Yeah.
I remember
And someday. it's on my bucket list. I'd love to see that come back, because then you have all those creatures that are really cool.
We got to watch the marketplace segment. Santana was just on the last one, but that's been doing all of them.
Yeah,
and there was a lightless lizard.
Okay. What is the difference between a legless lizard and a snake?
Apparently there's one there. There's only four or five in the entire country. And it feels like mesh.
I can't even have that. I didn't get close.
But I mean, Doug has...
Oh, I'm going. I'm going.
I think we should have taken him right.
Oh, and Chris just said, can we have a we should have our, like, August meeting at the zoo. Wouldn't that be fun?
We can move at the zoo. If you have not been to the zoo, that's another facility that has had tremendous improvements.
Oh, it's night and day.
I'm thinking if we do something like that, we ought to turn around and schedule it so that we can do the meeting and then have time to walk around, have Doug back to show us the...
September,
October.
October.
Yeah.
I just can't be around.
All right. Duly noted.
We also got word that we're getting a new Wolverine. One of only five or six zoos in the United States that have Wolverines. So that's really...
Where's it going?
Rainier.
We have the exhibit.
Yeah. So the otters are in there. They'll move.
I was going to say, there hasn't been a Wolverine in there for a long time.
A couple years, yeah.
Jesse Ranger too, he's named after the Lone Ranger because he's the only one. He's a little
rusty.
Yeah.
Too. But the new penguins are really, really happy too. They
just
swim back and forth all day until they get tired at night.
Did you get bit?
No, I didn't get the whole one.
Oh, okay.
We need to fix that. That is so cool, but they might bite you. I've gotten bitten by a penguin. Is that like a... thing I should probably not announce.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. The gator hits it.
Meeting adjourned.
The gator?
It hits it.
Let's see.